Welcome to the family here on Purple Mafia. I am your host, Paladino Joey, or Joey Awajan. Purple Mafia is available on all of your favorite podcasting apps. I thank each and every one of you once and always for downloading and listening to this show. It is a great pleasure to be back on board with you once again today, as this is the Free Agency Special, Free Agency, Purple Mafia Free Agency 2024 edition. Yes, where do I begin? This is easily the most entertaining and fun free agency for Purple Mafia in, I don't know how long, I mean forever. How many times has it been kind of depressing, you lose some players, whatever, or just flat out boring, like just nothing at all to really talk about. Maybe we signed this backup guard or something, you know, offensive guard, or maybe we got a kicker or something, we'll see what happens, there'll be a training camp inventee. Well, we did do a bit of that, but we did a heck of a lot more. And also, we are bidding adieu to Kirk Cousins. Obviously, it's not news anymore, but Kirk Cousins has signed with the Atlanta Falcons for 4 years, guaranteed $100 million, up to $180 million, and, well, good for him.
Okay. That's the way you want it. That's the way you're going to get it.
It is what it is. I'm totally fine with it. Obviously, the Kirk Cousins departure, it was kind of all basically kind of like meant to be, just that when it finally did happen, it was like, I don't really feel too bad. Anybody out there feel bad? I don't really get that major reaction from anybody that, thank God, that's a terrible move. But there are some people out there, like, they're just uncomfortable taking off the Band-Aid, that type of thing. And then there's other people like me that are like, well, the Band-Aid's already falling off. Again, just like certain players on the Minnesota Wild, where Bill Guerin kept re-signing players, and oh my God, what are we going to do if we lose them, though? I mean, how are we going to replace them? How are we going to replace Kirk Cousins? I mean, you know, it's a playoff team. Now it's not a playoff team, and da-da-da-da-da. But yeah, even if you make the playoffs, you're not going to do anything. Kirk Cousins played here for 6 years, got paid $185 million, and won one bleeping playoff game. Two playoff appearances. No, three playoff appearances, apologize. And one playoff win, including a pathetic week, you know, home loss to the New York Giants. You lost to the New York Giants at home with a 13-4 team. The New York Giants, Daniel Jones at quarterback, like the only team that Daniel Jones ever plays good against is, guess who? The Vikings. And, well, it's not Kirk Cousins' fault that Daniel Jones is able to get through Donna Hell's terrible defense, but it is Kirk Cousins' fault that he didn't step it up and get the job done when it mattered most down the stretch, because the Vikings had the ball last in that game. They had every opportunity to make to make some noise and get the game won, and obviously also to build a big enough lead to end up winning the game, which would have been nice, but it didn't happen. So Kirk Cousins going to Atlanta and telling us how it's bittersweet and it's sad and he thanks all of us and da-da-da-da. Well, okay, all the respect in the world, and you put up nice statistics. First and foremost, that's not me trying to be a sarcastic jackass, but yeah, he put up nice statistics. He made us semi-competitive and all that. But again, I mean, let's see, we made the playoffs twice. Why am I saying three times? I'm a complete moron. Twice. 2019, we made the playoffs. Yeah, we played in three playoff games. That's probably what's mixing me up here. 2019, you made the playoffs. Again, this is in a six-year span worth over almost $200 million as a quarterback. And I know there's other players that need to get the job done, but he's the CEO. He's the highest paid player. And, I don't know, 2018 was a disappointment. 2019, I mean, yay, we finished 10-6. We overachieved a little bit for once and beat the Saints on the road. That's good. And got throttled by the 49ers. And, again, it took a few years. And then several years later, after Zimmer was finally blown out the door, the Vikings, again, like I said, very lame, underachieving loss to the New York Giants in U.S. Bank Stadium. Pretty sad. Pretty insanely sad and frustrating at the end of the day. So, again, I mean, Kirk Cousins, we'll probably talk about him some more at the end of the day. I'm almost not even in the mood to get into him as much as some of the newcomers and the plan and everything, because there's a lot to get to. But I'm totally fine with the Kirk Cousins moving on and the Vikings saying, you know, okay, we tried to sign you, but your demands were too high and Atlanta gave you an offer you couldn't refuse and all that cute stuff. So it is what it is. The Falcons gave Kirk Cousins an offer he pretty much could not refuse, and good for him.
It's just, like, what were they thinking?
So now we can officially move on from Kirk Cousins. I'm sure I'll have more things to say in the future, like I just said. But with the Atlanta Falcons, we'll see. At best, they're, you know, I don't know. Maybe they'll make the playoffs a couple of times, and that's about it. DJ Wonnum is gone. He is going to the Carolina Panthers. 2 years, $14.5 million. Yeah, Tom Pelissero, apparently. Yep, so I'm going to kind of bounce around a bit, the kind of comings and goings and such. Tyrann Mathieu staying with the, I'm not going to talk about that. Baker Mayfield re-signed, 3 year, $100 million, and $30 million fully guaranteed. So good for him, I suppose. Again, I'm going to be bouncing around a bit, just to be fair. And then, of course, get to the Vikings. Jimmy Garoppolo, 1 year deal with the Rams. Yep, that's a massive notable, you could say. For the most part, Sam Howell's going to the Seahawks in a trade. Good for him. And, of course, again, the Vikings made an important trade that'll probably have an effect on draft day. That's a major thing and such. One player did go to the Panthers. Yep, that was DJ Wonnum. I already mentioned him. Kirk Cousins to the Falcons. And the Vikings in general. Yep, and I'll probably bounce around with the losses again later. So who is our bridge quarterback, at the very least? That would be Sam Darnold, signing a one-year contract that includes $18.75 million guaranteed and has a max value of $10 million. So, okay, Sam Darnold is the Minnesota Vikings quarterback. Number 14, Sam Darnold. We'll look at him right about now here. KJ Osborne has gone to the New England Patriots. We'll get to that in a moment, I suppose, if I remember. But at the end of the day, we're more focused on Sam Darnold now, doggone it. Again, just a one-year deal for now, and we'll see what happens. He was the third overall pick in 2018. Seems like yesterday, where the Vikings played against that club. It was that cool. It was one of the Vikings wins that year. That was like, okay, we're still in it a little bit. There was that cold snow coming down in New York. I still remember that very well. It was like a cold, windy day. There was some those snow flurries, like kind of in the like on a partly cloudy day. One of those interesting days, and we finally won a game on the road versus the New York Jets. Actually, it was the first time in the history of Minnesota Vikings football that we actually won. So in franchise history, it's a better way to put it, that we actually won a road game against the New York Jets. And it was against future quarterback Sam Darnold. Number 14, just like Brad Johnson. We'll see if he ends up wearing that, and he probably will. For the New York Jets as a rookie, 17 touchdowns, 15 INTs. Second year was arguably his best year with the Jets. Only 3,000 yards in 13 games, though. Quarterback rating of 84.3. 19 touchdowns and 13 INTs. Sam Darnold with Carolina struggled a bit, and with the Jets, he had threw a bunch of interceptions overall, but still slightly less interceptions than touchdowns over his career. 63 touchdowns, 56 INTs, respectively. His best year quarterback rating, he led the Carolina Panthers on a pretty impressive drive to tie up the football game, but luckily KJ Clutch helped close out the Carolina Panthers in 2022, and that was an exciting moment to keep the Vikings rolling forward. Actually, that was 21. KJ Clutch. Yep, that was the year. Yep, sorry, I'm crazy, because I know that was a non-playoff year. But Darnold did lead the Carolina Panthers down in a very impressive drive, thinking we were going to lose. KJ Clutch made the big play to help us win the game. He is now a member of the New England Patriots. But Sam Darnold comes in. Obviously, again, he was highly touted coming out of school. That's the one thing. Coming out of school, that would be USC, University of Southern Cal. So a major thing here is that's always the fear. Like, you trade up, you get excited about moving up to get a quote-unquote blue-chip quarterback, but sometimes this is what they turn out to be, a backup quarterback, basically. Sometimes they're a complete bust, like a certain Oakland Raiders quarterback years ago, an absolute historic bust. And even Tim Couch, like, at best, he was a guy who was just kind of holding a clipboard most of his career, or nowadays you could say a Microsoft Surface, but whatever era it is. Sam Darnold, though, I mean, yeah, at least he's somebody that can play a little bit. There's some arm talent, there's some game to him. But at the same time, I don't know. Obviously, he's been in dumpster fire organizations so far, except for the 49ers. Yeah, last year he was on the 49ers, who were the, much to my chagrin, the NFC champions, not the Super Bowl champions. I'd much rather have Sam Darnold come in here with the ring, because I can't stand the other team that was on the other side of the field in that game. I think you know who that is. I just can't stand him. Darnold played in 10 games, must have been kneeling down most of the time because, well, he threw a couple of touchdowns and an interception. Only 46 attempts. That's about enough for a game or so. a game and a quarter or something like that. Passing yards per game, 29.7, but that's kind of funny. Obviously, lots of kneel downs to wrap up the game, victory formation or something along those lines. But the 49ers would take a big lead in a couple of games throughout the course of the year. Born in June 5th, 1997, again, still fairly young, and we'll have to wait and see how things turn out with Sam Darnold. There's always this possibility that maybe he ends up really impressing somebody and gets a contract somewhere, or he ends up being a stopgap if, say, rookie quarterback du jour needs another year or something, or he ends up sticking around as a really nice backup and mentor to the other guy. I'm not sure Sam Darnold is in a huge rush to, say, I guess I'm a backup quarterback now, but we'll see what happens. We'll see how the season turns out, but that is your quarterback at the moment. Will it be 6 weeks? Will it be a year and a half? Who knows? We'll see what happens, depending on who the rookie quarterback is. And again, odds are the Vikings are actually trading up in the draft, but that is not official at the moment. Dan Feeney has also been acquired from the Chicago Bears, I do believe, and the Miami. Well, I guess he was on the Bears at some point, generally speaking, and he's been on the Dolphins and other teams as well. Third round pick in 2017, Los Angeles Chargers. They give us some to be the offensive guard. We're not sure what's going on with Dalton Reisner, but Dan Feeney's definitely been a name, so we'll see what happens. Austin Schlottman is going to the New York Giants. Not sure if Kyrus Tonga, did he resurface yet? Yes, he did. Arizona Cardinals. Kyrus Tonga is no longer a Minnesota Viking. He was basically like allowed to declare free agency, if you know what I mean. Troy Dye also declared free agent just a few days ago. He is now a member of the Los Angeles Chargers with Jim Harbaugh. Justin Herbert, there's rumors that he may end up being traded out. We'll see if the Chargers are going to end up going way up in the draft. Supposedly he's got his eye, him being Jim Harbaugh, has an eye on one of the top blue chippers up there. Again, I already talked about T.J. Wanham. Jerry Tillery will be a member of the Minnesota Vikings 2019 draft, late first-round pick by the Los Angeles Chargers. He looks like he's a heck of a lot older, but I guess if you look closer, he's not that old at all. But he looks a lot older than that. He's actually older than Darnold, and he was drafted a year later. Okay. 12.5 sacks over the course of his career, not last season. We'll talk about a guy with 12.5 sacks here in a minute. 79 total games, but very well thought of, and could be the type of guy that could possibly take a step forward with Brian Flores as the defensive coordinator. Apparently, he's sticking around. Trent Sherfield, wide receiver, signed by the Vikings, 86 yards and a touchdown last year. Probably a special teams kind of a guy. Did have 400 yards of the Dolphins, though. Maybe that's a Brian Flores thing. I don't know. In 2022, 30 catches, 417 yards, and 2 touchdowns. But I can imagine him being kind of a special teams, and, you know, we'll see what happens. Powell was also kept by the Vikings, so a lot of people happy about that. A one-year deal for Powell, sticking around with the Minnesota Vikings. We have a new big-name running back. That'd be the former Green Bay Packers running back, Aaron Jones. Yes, sir. 656 yards last year and only 2 touchdowns. Oft injured last year, but overall he's been a Minnesota Viking killer. He is also a very, very versatile running back who can make those big screen plays and all that such. Make those third down. He can be a good third-down running back as well as a main running back, generally speaking. A little bit of Chester Taylor in him where you can get those third and longs. Help you make that, you know, on like say 3rd and 8 or something, make that catch and scamper, break a tackle to get that first down. And obviously Aaron Jones has had a wonderful, wonderful career. And he's very happy to be here. He did a skull chant afterwards. So it's another well-known Green Bay Packer coming to the Minnesota Vikings, as we've had a few over the years. We've had quite a few over the years, like a Darren Sharper. Even we had, what did we have, Robert Ferguson for a minute. This Brett Favre guy, I think I've heard of him. I don't know. He used to play quarterback, supposedly, for the Packers. Yeah, Brett Favre, yeah, he was pretty happy to be here for a while. You could saw that ear-to-ear smile when he was standing when he was there in the preseason in 2009. That was fun, wasn't it? That was fun. We even had the kicker, Ryan Longwell, for many years. Well, he was a great Packer kicker. He was a great Viking kicker. The list just goes on and on and on. Obviously, I had Za'Darius Smith, who was really excited to be here. Again, I already mentioned Darren Sharper. There was the look at me now, look at me now. You never thought I'd look good in purple. But now you can add Aaron Jones to the list, and that's a wonderful thing. So very happy to have Aaron Jones as a member of the Minnesota Vikings. As the Vikings, yes, I didn't even mention this, the Vikings did release Alexander Mattison. Obviously, you know this, but it's me finally addressing it, and they did the right thing. Alexander Mattison, you know what I mean? He never should have been the starter. That was a mistake. That was a huge mistake. Like, why would you do that? So I never understood that at the end of the day. And nope, he has not resurfaced. Alexander Mattison is still, well, considered a Viking, even though he's not, on Yahoo Sports and other places. He didn't score a single touchdown last year. Your starting running back didn't score a single touchdown. That is like a world record, pretty much. So it's kind of like sad, really sad at the end of the day. A.J. Green, that was a while ago. I think I mentioned him already. A.J. Green, not the wide receiver or anything. Plus, I think that guy's old anyway now. Reserve / future contract from Cleveland. Okay. That was before Alexander Mattison was released on the 29th of Feb. Kirk Cousins, of course, again. Yep, is gone. And that is all you need to know there. That would be March 11th. Again, signed with the Atlanta Falcons. Jordan Hicks elected for free agency on the 12th, and he is now a member of the Cleveland Browns. So congratulations, Jordan Hicks, as he is moving on, a veteran and all that such. Where the Vikings signed a bunch of linebackers, and we might have some more linebackers coming in via the draft as well. So we're going to talk about these linebackers and defensive ends and whatever the heck they are at the end of the day. Right about now, Blake Cashman, Minnesota ties, of course. He won a state title with Minnesota. And he played with the Minnesota Gophers, so very cool. Minnesota Gophers, Blake Cashman, fifth-round pick to the Jets in 2019. Very nice linebacker with the New York Jets, and ultimately a bigger, much bigger role, though, with the Houston Texans. He was solid with the Jets, and then became a better and better player with the Houston Texans. 5.5 sacks throughout his career. 104 total tackles last year with the Houston Texans, so a much larger role for a decent team that made the postseason. He did have one interception and all that. 5 passes deflected, so Blake Cashman getting better and better. Again, a 2019 draft pick, still a nice future ahead of him. Nice to have you, Blake. So Blake Cashman, linebacker, Minnesota. Andrew Van Ginkel, who apparently grew up a Viking fan, and he kind of looks like a Viking. And I like T.J. Hockenson a little bit with that blonde, long blonde hair. 6 sacks, much more of a pass rusher, and he came from the Miami Dolphins. And who coached the Miami Dolphins? That would be Brian Flores. So there's a connection. You know, that's how everything works. Knock on wood, 17 games 3 years in a row and 16 games in 2020. As a rookie in 2019, again, another 2019 draft pick in the fifth round. So couple of good linebackers in that fifth round of 2019. Miami Dolphins at the time. Only 6 games as a rookie, but definitely developed into one heck of a starter and all that good stuff. We'll just, 17 sacks over the course of 73 games. He is a pass-rushing linebacker who's very capable of doing a heck of a job. He's a full-time type of a guy, or it could be situational as well. 8 passes deflected. 8 passes deflected. Insanely impressive. He can get into coverage and such, as well as rush the quarterback. 7 passes deflected in 2021. Only 2-22, but it is what it is. The Dolphins were, I don't think they were real good in 22, if I remember correctly. That's when Flores was not a member of the Dolphins, but in 21 he was. Impressive run. Andrew Van Ginkel is going to do some butt-kicking with the Vikings. So a couple of linebackers signed. Again, the departure of Jordan Hicks, like I mentioned, to the Cleveland Browns. We'll see how that goes. Marcus Davenport played about 2 games of the Vikings. It was pretty good, but, you know, ever unreliable. He will be a member of the Detroit Lions, who almost won the NFC. We'll see what happens. They kicked our butts twice last year. We'll see what happens, though. Major signing here, and this was actually the very first signing the Minnesota Vikings made, another Houston Texan. So Houston Texans losing a couple of nice defensive players. Defensive end, Jonathan Grenard, with 12.5 sacks last season. Danielle Hunter is going to the Houston Texans, so it's kind of like a trade, getting somebody a bit younger here. 2020, third round, 26th pick in the third round of the Houston Texans. He's a defensive end or edge rush or whatever you want to call it. 36 total tackles, 12.5 sacks. It's pretty good. A forced fumble, couple of pass deflections, four pass deflections in 21 at eight sacks. 22 missed some time. Unfortunately, only eight games for him there. But Grinnard, major addition to the Minnesota Vikings, and we're very happy to have Mr. Grinnard. Where is he? There it is. 4 years, $76 million coming to Minnesota. I believe it's 50 guaranteed. David Questenberry, not Dan, but David Questenberry, offensive tackle. Depth, he has re-signed with the Minnesota Vikings. Dan Feeney, one-year deal with Minnesota offensive guard. Johnny Munt has re-signed. That's nice and everything. I know, it's okay. We also kept Muse as well. So I like Muse. John Parker Romo signing with the Vikings. He's a kicker who has had some success in the XFL or whatever the heck it is. I guess that's what it's called. And well, he made all of his extra points, which is something you can't always say about Mr. Joseph. But we'll see how that turns out. Jonathan Bullard has re-signed with the Minnesota Vikings as well. Tillery, one-year deal, $3.75 million. Tillery, a depth defensive tackle. And we'll see how that turns out. Brandon Powell re-signed 1 year, $2 million with a max of $2.75 million. As long as you don't do the tush push, Brandon Powell should be fine. Tush push with Brandon Powell. You might as well have my cat pushing Kirk Cousins if you're trying to get that first down. Or whoever it was Kirk Cousins at the time. You might as well have my cat doing it. It's like, or pushing my cat, trying to push her forward across the line. It's like, what are you doing? It's just the dumbest thing of all time. Like, what are you thinking, guys? Like, what are you doing, guy? Aaron Jones, it was a 7 year dilly. With Aaron Jones, Minnesota Vikings, Aaron Jones. Pretty cool. So he's going to look like Dalvin Cook, but hopefully he'll be a lot better. Dalvin Cook is still a free agent and might be done already. Sad. Sad, very sad. The Packers had signed Josh Jacobs just about the same time that they realized they're not going to keep Aaron Jones. They signed former Oakland / Las Vegas Raider Josh Jacobs, 4 years, $48 million, 12.5 signing bonus. Interesting. So that's the main Packers signing. Figured we might want to talk about that. A.J. Dillon sticking with the Packers. So mostly because that's one of the reasons why our guy Aaron Jones is now a Viking. So we're very happy about that. Marcus Davenport, that's kind of a notable, I guess, just for the fact he played with Minnesota and was injury prone like for a huge part of the year. Detroit's pretty much keeping most of their guys for the most part. That's why you're not seeing huge, huge signings at the moment. It's a pretty good team, and we'll see how it goes. The Bears. I don't think there was anything major from the Bears. Oh, yeah, there was. DeAndre Swift, and that's not real expensive. 3 years, $24 million. DeAndre Swift coming to the Bears. I believe he was a member of the Beagles, but the Beagles also made a signing. Yes, Beagles, the Philadelphia Eagles, sorry. But the Eagles also got their new running back as well. That'd be the New York Giants running back. That's a pretty good addition, actually. So good for them at the end of the day. If I could get back over there, I apologize. Going to be moving around a little bit. Marcus Mariota, 1 year, $6 million. Worth up to 10 with incentives, kind of like Sam Darnold in a lot of ways. Austin Eckler is also signing with the Commanders or Redskins or whatever they're going to be. There's rumors, but I don't know. You know how things are. Most rumors just are rumors. Austin Eckler, running back. I believe he was on the Rams, right? Signing 2 year deal worth up to $11.43 million. It's like, you know, you feel like you could just sign any running back these days and not going to pay that much. Cam Akers was not kept. Unfortunately, we let him declare free agency. We declined the tender, which would have probably been a bit more than maybe we'd want to pay. But I don't know. I like Cam Akers, and it's a shame. But we'll see where he resurfaces. Kenny Pickett is a member of the Philadelphia Eagles state from their state rival, you could say, cross conference state rival, Pittsburgh Steelers. They were in the Super Bowl years ago, like 1980, when they, of course Pittsburgh won that one. Kenny Pickett was acquired in a trade with the Pittsburgh Steelers along with the 2024 fourth round pick number 120 in exchange for a 2024 third rounder. Jeez, they even got a fourth-round pick. Jeez. 2024 third-rounder, number 98, and two 2025 seventh-round picks. So Kenny Pickett, pretty much, you could just pick him up and all that. Saquon Barkley was the most expensive running back signed. 3 years, $37.75 million, $25.5 million, fully guaranteed. Wow. That's actually impressive. Sorry if I'm bouncing all over the place, but it's like, yeah, these are some notable ones. Jake Elliott, that's a lot of money. He's a hell of a kicker, but $24 million. Wow. Huh. I know. It's insurance. What do they call that? They call it, I don't even know what they call it anymore. It's called, I forgot what it's called. Inflation. Devin Singletary signing with the Giants. It felt like he was already there, though, but I don't know. Maybe I'm just crazy and stupid. Okay, yeah, he was on Houston. I'm like, who the heck? I'm getting everybody mixed up, and I apologize for that. Brian Burns was also acquired in a trade with the Panthers, so on and so forth, so good for them. Cowboys, Eric Kendricks signed with the Cowboys after he had agreed in principle with the 49ers. He is now a Dallas Cowboy, the former Minnesota Viking linebacker who couldn't keep up with his grandma the last year he was here. At least some of us would say that. Easton Stick is re-signing. He's sticking around with the Chargers. See what I did there? Isn't that funny? Well, I thought it was. Okay, just kidding. I don't know. Gardner Minshew, this was a little disappointing at the time, but I figured, okay, fine. It's going to be Sam Darnold. You just know it was. Gardner Minshew to the Las Vegas Raiders, 2 years, 25, $15 million, fully guaranteed. Not bad. Marquise Brown going to the stupid, the Yuck City Chefs. Irv Smith going to the Yuck City Chefs. Well, no offense. I hope you don't get a ring there. Hope you get a ring coming back here or something like that. Will Lutz, yeah, whatever. Denver, give me a break. Oh, yeah, they moved on from old what's-his-name. What was his face? I'll get back to that in a minute. Pittsburgh Steelers. Mason Rudolph, that's a Steeler quarterback. He's going to help be a bridge, I guess, for the Titans, I guess. 1 year, less than $3 million. Max value of about $3.5 million. All right, Tony Pollard also. That's a big one. Former Cowboy going to the Tennessee Titans. And Calvin Ridley also. $92 million. Yet, well, they have Mason Rudolph. Well, yeah, they have a couple of young quarterbacks. Mac Jones, of course, traded with the Patriots. Only a sixth-round pick for Mac frickin' Jones. Wasn't he like a first-round pick? See how that works? Isn't that something else? Isn't that just something else? If you don't take the right guy, let me tell you. Joe Flacco is going to be a bridge for the Colts. 1 year deal worth almost $10 million. Not bad, eh? Well, but almost $9 million is more appropriate. Charlie, what the heck? Okay, I'm just kidding. Joe Mixon's going to the Titans. That's their biggest one there. A trade for a seventh round pick. Joe Mixon for a seventh round pick, but I suppose he's the same age as the other guy. Dalvin Cook. Daniel Hunter, two years, 49. So that's barely more than what the Vikings paid the guy we got. Justin Fields also just recently traded. This was just, you know, like not that long ago. Steelers have two quarterbacks now acquired. Russell Wilson signing with the Steelers and all that good stuff. He ultimately, yeah, he's planning to sign with the Steelers. I forgot. That wasn't a trade. He was released from the Broncos when the new league year begins. It's because of the whole contract situation. It's going to be very small because he's still getting the money from the Broncos. Justin Fields acquired from the Bears and changed for a sixth-round pick. So very similar to Lance last year with the 49ers. So we'll see. But Fields, I think, did a bit more than Lance did with the Niners, let me tell you. Jameis Winston is also going to go help the Browns, I guess. 1 year, $4 million. Jameis Winston. Funny. Funny. We're going to keep moving. Sorry. Some of these. Yep, Derrick Henry, that's a notable. 2 years, $16 million to the Baltimore frickin' Ravens. Tyrod Taylor to the Jets. So, where was he? The Giants? Yep, well, he's with the Jets now. 2 years, $18 million. I don't know what to say about all that. That's kind of weird. Yeah, there is a certain other guy still there, right? And Zach Wilson. Maybe Zach Wilson's a free agent now, isn't he? I think they gave up on him already. K.J. Osborne signed with the Patriots. Jacoby Brissett signed with the Patriots. Okay. 1 year, $8 million. That's actually cheaper than Sam Darnold. I think a lot of us would have liked Jacoby. I would have. Mitch Trubisky, I was already there in Buffalo, so whatever. That's pretty much all we need to look at for that. Now, major talker as well that we can get into and get into the Vikings' future and such. So I just wanted to look at all the notables. And, of course, again, the guys the Vikings signed and such, which is kind of exciting. Now, let's see if I can get back to where I need to go here with that actual trade the Vikings did to move up in the draft from the second round into the first round again. Multiple first-round picks now for Minnesota. So now for the actual deal itself. The Minnesota Vikings acquired the Texans' number 23 pick, along with a 7th-round pick, number 232 overall. The Texans received the Vikings' 2nd-round pick, number 42. Their 6th-round pick, that'd be our 6th-round pick, 188, and the 2nd-round pick in 2025. So we won't have a 2nd-round pick this year or next year, at least as of the moment, because you never know what's going to happen. A lot of people believe the Minnesota Vikings have made a strong opinion of one of the blue-chip quarterbacks in that could go in the top 5 to top 3 of the NFL draft. Very doubtful the Vikings are going to pull off a trade with the New England Patriots to get the 3rd pick. I kind of doubt that. Obviously, they've already given up on Mac Jones, and then Bill Belichick and all them probably have made their opinion. Oh, not Bill Belichick. It's not Belichick anymore. Why am I saying that? It's just stuck in my head forever. The Patriots in general probably have an idea where they want to go at the quarterback position with the New England Patriots. So I think the Vikings are going to have to look at 4 or 5 or 6 or something. But unfortunately, at times, and some of these, they might end up missing out on who you really want. So the Vikings must, a lot of people believe the Vikings actually have a handshake deal with somebody, because why would you make this trade if there wasn't a pretty good plan in place as to this guy is going to be at this spot and we're going to make the trade for that spot with this team, and here we come. As of, what the heck? Okay, it's a mock trade, but that's the opinion. Pardon me. Caleb Williams to the Bears. We're going to the mock draft now. Jaden Daniels, quarterback to the Commanders. Number 3 pick, trade with the Patriots. The Vikings, number 3, take Drake May. So that's kind of the conversation, is that Drake May is who a lot of people believe the Vikings will be targeting with this higher pick. I kept thinking it'd be McCarthy, and a lot of people thought McCarthy was going to be there for the 11th pick. But now that's kind of changed. And apparently the Vikings really love Drake May. So we'll see how that goes. North Carolina Tar Heels, number 10, like old Francis. Though I don't think he can wear number 10 in Minnesota. 3,608 yards, 24 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. 300 yards per game. That's sick stuff. That's absolutely great. The 9 interceptions is a little bothersome, though, when you consider college football as a shorter season. North Carolina is not necessarily a place I usually think of when I think about football, necessarily. Think about in basketball, sure. I need to build a stronger opinion on Drake May before. That will be the actual draft preview, which will be the next episode. But Drake May appears to be the guy. That's what a lot of people believe where the Vikings are headed. Otherwise, J.J. McCarthy supposedly is going as high as to the New York Giants, number 6 overall. Damn, that's high. But, yep, because a lot of people had him going 11, people even later in the draft. Who knows? A lot of people thought the Vikings might take some kind of an edge or something at 11 and then have that later pick, maybe like a 20. Well, now they're having 23 going to the Chargers. Michael Penix Jr. going to the Chargers in a trade with New England. So New England again, geez, making that trade for the Chargers. Interesting. So a lot of people like Michael Penix. Great numbers, obviously. Almost 5,000 yards, 39 touchdowns, but 11 interceptions. But that's a lot of pass attempts to get there. Pretty crazy. Some people, I mean, for the longest time, a lot of people thought the Vikings might be just kind of sitting around. Maybe you take an edge rush or something like that. You know, that Leatu Latu from LSU. And then hold around for Penix or Bo Nix. That was kind of the ongoing conversation with the Vikings, maybe trade up in the first round like that, like a la Teddy Bridgewater years ago, or the other guy that I don't want to remember, the receiver that we, that didn't work out, did it? Yeah, that'd be great, right? If you can make the right trade for the right guy, that'd be great, right? Just kidding. I had to do that, but that's the other conversation of Bo Nix. Somebody along the likes of a Bo Nix, a Michael Penix, but now it does appear the Vikings have made a very strong opinion about one of the blue-chip quarterbacks, and the ongoing steam is that it is indeed Drake May. So, 6'4", sophomore, 230 pounds, big guy, big son of a gun, Drake May. Well, he looks like a quarterback. He does. He looks like a quarterback, and I'll have a bigger, stronger opinion of him going forward. It's obviously not official the Vikings are trading all the way up to number 3, but that continues to be the possibility as to where we're looking, which might make him the number 3 quarterback in the entire draft behind Jaden McDaniels and Caleb Williams. Jaden McDaniels threw 50 touchdowns this last year. Jiminy Christmas for LSU. That is nuts. And he's going to the possibly to the Commanders. And Caleb Williams has been the quintessential number 1 overall pick going to the Bears, who are not going to trade this one away this time. I wouldn't trade away another number 1 pick. No. plus, it just kind of was all meant to be. Carolina is crapping themselves. But then again, they have a potentially nice quarterback, but he had an awful rookie season. Let's see what they read here, what they say about Drake May. Of teams with 3 picks, it seems as though the Patriots have the weakest roster, so while New England badly wants to find a long-term successor to Tom Brady, it opts to trade back 8 spots and acquire valuable assets it can use to build out its team under new head coach Jared Mayo. Meanwhile, the Vikings get their they get the guy to replace him anyway. In Drake May, using their 2nd first-round pick they gained in a trade with the Texans. Yep, so you'd be trading up both of those picks going to the Patriotas. I went all the way up to 23. So the Patriots would take wide receiver Rome Odunze. Why would you do that? But I don't know. I guess that's who the Patriots, they get a big-time receiver instead of a quarterback. But I suppose you'd be reaching maybe for some of those. And they trade down again from 23 and let the Chargers get Michael Penix Jr. I think it was J.J. McCarthy is who the Chargers actually like. That would be, again, Jim Harbaugh is a fan of, McCarthy, supposedly. So I want to do another one of those fun deals. That was the CBS mock draft, PFF. This is the free agency tracker. I didn't even mean to do that. Shoot. Let's try to pull up something real quick. Oh, dang it. And this thing just jumps around wherever it wants, so I apologize. I'm moving too quick here, pumping buttons and stuff. So we'll get to the simulator again. That's always that's fun. And we'll probably end the segment here pretty soon. Multiple mock draft simulator, NFL mock draft database. Should I go to that one this time? Otherwise, that NFL Network one was pretty good. 7 rounds. I don't know if I want to do that many, but maybe. What the heck? maybe I'll go to that one I did last time. Pro Football Network. I guess I'll say, come on. Got to pick a team first, right? Unfortunately, this is probably going to be... there's Caleb Williams. Drake May to Washington, huh? This one does not include a trade up by Minnesota, apparently. So I guess we're just going to kind of go with that. But so maybe we won't. The Chargers want to make a trade 19-52. I don't really want to trade down, even though I probably should. But maybe you could get Penix Jr. McCarthy's still there. Well, that's my guy at the moment. If McCarthy was there at 11, I'd take McCarthy. And I'm pretty happy going forward at the end of the day. So as we kind of mess around with this, I almost should jump in. There's the 23rd pick. Chargers want to make a trade again, don't you? 37-69. Okay, except, I don't know. What do I know? I probably would do that because you get like multiple second round picks. I'm going to take Bo Nix. No, that's the funny part. I could have at the end of the day. Maybe I should just leave this alone because sometimes it's just dragged on forever and can bore people. Stop with the trade offers. Jeez. This is crazy. No, too many trade offers. Enough. Too many trade offers. Let's just let me take somebody here. Michael Penix and at 37, Bo Nix and Michael Penix Jr., that doesn't even seem realistic at the end of the day. I don't know if I want to take a tackle, even though I'd be very tempted to. Let's go with Leonard Taylor out of Miami, Florida. That's a defensive tackle, so good for us, I guess. Probably should have sped this up. My apologies. But during this time, maybe I'll probably start prepping for the next segment here. It's the only way to do it, I guess, is kind of on the fly sometimes. Apologize. Yeah, we're waiting for this to come up. Okay, I should have prepared this going fast because it's like I don't need to watch everything that happens here. It's not going that slow. Just imagine if this is going at real draft speed. Yeah, no, it's not. Everybody and their mama wants to make a trade. I don't understand. But that's just how that goes. Max Melton, cornerback, Rutgers. Okay. Welcome on board, Max. Hopefully you'll be Milton, that other team there on the sideline. That didn't make any sense. But I said it anyway. Wish I could speed this up. Ugh. But again, Purple Mafia Show, at Purple Mafia Show is the fan interaction. I might just do one shot. Like, why even have a break at the end of the day? Facebook.com, well, it's not / Purple Mafia Show, but I am back on Facebook again, and I'm very happy about that. I don't think there's anything on Instagram at the moment, unfortunately. So that's the other sad truth. I don't think there's any new posts. Ooh, nice. Sorry. I'm just going to check here. I apologize for the delays. I had it up, and no, we're still not picking. Number 129 is coming up. Yes, we agreed to terms with Tillery. I already knew that. Any responses? No. Just people that like it. Okay, yep. Tanae Brown says, trading up to draft a quarterback, I'd say. Yep, I agree with that. That would be on Purple. Yeah, it's literally Purple Mafia Show on... why would I do that? Are they crazy? Yeah, Purple Mafia Show on Instagram. Is there anything else? Okay, no, I already read that. Yep, I already read that on the last show, I believe. Nope, I did not. Tanae Brown. So I'll get this before I make this draft pick. Tanae Brown says, again, out of New Zealand, what doesn't make sense to me is Jefferson saying he wants Kirk back, but that's not possible with the contract he wants. Yeah, that's the other thing. Justin Jefferson, who knows? Maybe he'll end up getting traded. Because if he's demanding like up to $40 million a year, which some people are saying, I'm sorry, buddy. That's a deal breaker, bro. That's a deal breaker for me. Marshawn Lloyd. Should I go for Marshawn Lloyd in the fourth round? Or Ray Davis out of Kentucky? Or Jalen Wright out of Tennessee? Those are all running backs just waiting there. You know what? Why not? Why not? Jalen Wright out of Tennessee, I guess, is the highest ranked one. What do I know? I'm an idiot. So, no, I'm just kidding. So now waiting for a fifth rounder here. Now, I'm not an idiot, but I'm definitely not a draft expert, particularly in the mid to later rounds, which is where we're already at. So, I should have had this moving faster, but nope, it looks like that's the Instagram interaction, I do believe, unless there's another one. But I really appreciate the responses there today. Great, coming out of New Zealand. Oh, 157th pick. Okay, I'm not going to be taking any more safety. Well, I don't know. Oladipo out of Oregon State. Keaton Oladipo. I make the risk? I guess so. Because, yes, Harrison Smith has restructured his deal. This might be it, though. I mean, yeah, so it's like I'm not, I'm going to probably take a safety, so I felt okay doing that. Defensive tackle Justin Boigby. Yep, I'm going to go with that one. Keep that defensive line with some depth. You know, maybe special teams for now, and they get better and better as time goes on and such. Top pick in the sixth round. And another... Why do I want to give up a fifth-round pick to get a sixth-rounder? That doesn't make any sense. I don't understand that. Just to have a pick this year, I guess. I don't know. I don't think I'd do that. Should I get another cornerback or a guard? Maybe let's go with the guard. Let's take a risk with the guard. I probably should have taken a cornerback, too. But I did take one pretty high. So I'm happy to get guards here. Possibly for some depth, especially with the fact that Reisner might not be sticking around. Well, he's probably not. That's why we made this Feeney move. So, just going to have to wait for that. Then we have the 230th pick coming up. It's going to be about 5 hours for that one to surface. Maybe we'll move on to the Twitter account here. So, this is going to be a one-segment shot. It's probably the better way to go about this at the moment. Okay, so I want to thank Vince Germano and Malcolm for retweeting the most recent episode, State of the Vikings 2024. I really enjoyed doing that one. I hope you don't mind me doing things on the fly the way I am on this episode. It's kind of like a live show right now. I'm treating it exactly the way I treat a live show at the end of the day. Still waiting for that draft pick. Quarterbacks are going back-to-back, but they're like, you know, really late-round picks. Again, really thank you for the retweets. Looks like I'm just like Spielman here with multiple seventh rounders. No me, huh? Another guard. Or maybe should I take a late tight end? Could be special teams or something. McKellen Castles. Let's go with McKellen Castles. Or Castles, whatever you want to call him. Center Charles Turner. Some little center depth. But what would you do with him? I don't know. Eric Watts, UConn. That's who's coming to Minnesota. And that's the end of my draft picks. And away it goes. Which I hope they show my overall class. I don't think that they... pardon me. I don't think... Okay, yeah, I can just go over here to see my picks. So those are my picks. J.J. McCarthy, quarterback. Leonard Taylor, quarterback Michigan, of course. Leonard Taylor, defensive tackle, Miami Hurricanes. 69th overall pick. There he is. Yes, I enjoyed it. Yes, I liked it. You're welcome for your feedback. Looks like I made... Gosh, I made 10 picks. No. And I got a second rounder in 2025 because I traded down, I guess. Yeah, that's right. Cool. Anyhow, I made 9 picks. J.J. McCarthy, quarterback, Michigan. Leonard Taylor, Miami defensive tackle, Miami Hurricanes. Max Melton, 69th pick, cornerback out of Rutgers. Jalen Wright, 129th, running back, Tennessee. Keaton Oladipo. No, Oladapo, not Oladipo. Oladapo. It's spelled differently. Safety, Oregon State. Justin... Boigby out of Alabama, defensive tackle. Offensive guard, Javion Cohen. Jeez. Offensive guard, Miami, Florida again. Interesting. McKellen Castles, Tennessee, tight end. And Eric Watts, edge out of Kentucky. No, out of UConn. And a 25 second round pick from the Chargers, depending on how high they pick next year. So that's my mock draft, I guess, if you can call it that. To the Twitter we go. Again, I thank you guys for the retweets. Bull Run gave a follow. Thank you. Dave Hickey out of Iowa says, Kirk Cousins, promised land. Not. Yep, I agree 100% with that one. Let's say that was reposted. And Mad Martin making his return. Great to have him here. He says, Atlanta are welcome to the old money pit that is Cousins. Finally, we have reasons to be optimistic about the future. I agree. I like that. I like what they've done. In the first day of free agency, the page is finally turned. And, yeah, that's awesome. Did I reply? Yeah, I said, amen, brother, finally. Yep, and, yeah, I mean, it's fun. You sign all these defensive players, you get a nice, solid bridge quarterback. And now there's indicators that we have a strong opinion about one of the blue-chip guys at the top, possibly Drake May out of North Carolina. To trade up all the way up to possibly number 3. A lot of people believe number 3 is going to take more than just 11 and 23 to get there. So, Justin Jefferson. No, I don't know. So, it's hard to say what the future holds with that. But possibly Drake May. Maybe it is somebody else. But that's the rumor. It's kind of too quick if we're already saying who it is. But we'll have to wait and see. Malcolm McSween showing a time stone activated. Like, we're all excited to get things rolling forward again. Yep, cool. Malcolm McSween out of Kelly says, I was for it at the... Yeah, this would be Mr. Kirk Cousins. Yeah, he's replying to a poll that I put out. Yep, so I'm going to get to that here in a moment. I was for it at the time for sure, but knowing we only won one playoff game is a tough sell. Better off we tried something different, I suppose. Yep, time stone, because it's like if you want to go back in time to 2018... Yeah, here we go. Now I can have it. 2018. So here it is. Here's the poll. With knowledge of what has happened since, if you could go back to 2018, would you sign Kirk Cousins? Would you do it all over again? Well, the no's win. The no's win, 58.3%. The yes is 41.7%. So, yeah, I agree with no. I would not do it over again. And that's why Malcolm said the time stone. Skull State of Mind says, yes, I would still sign Kirk as the missing piece, which was the right move at the time, but I wouldn't have extended him after those 3 years were done. Okay, I can see that. I can see that. That's a good take. I'm not against you on that one. Skull State of Mind. Nice to meet you. Gave you a follow back. Nice to meet you, Skull State of Mind. Yep, time stone activated from Malcolm McSweet. But no, that's a good take. Yeah, you wouldn't have those 3 extra years. Just do the 3 years at the time and move on. So that's not bad. I'm not completely against that. But, I mean, if you could just literally do it all over again, I don't know. I mean, it kind of depends, I guess, what our other options are. But, geez, yeah. Maybe after 2020, you just say adios, amigo, and have a good life, which probably would have been the right time to move on from a lot of people at that time, including a guy named Mike Zimmer. You know that guy? Yeah, I think it would have been time. Yeah, it's weird, weird, crazy stuff at the end of the day. So that would be your Twitter. Let's get to the Facebook page, if humanly possible here. Free agency. Oh, yeah, it came up. Kind of. Okay, so let's get back to where we need to be here. Let's, dang nabbit, I hate when it's stuck on the wrong thing. It's stupid. You have to, it's like signing in twice in order to get everything the way you want it to be. It's so annoying. Okay. First world problems, right? So I had posted the State of the Vikings, with that episode logo look. Leland Albertson out of Iowa says, nice overview, Joey. And yep, thank you very much. I appreciate that. So, obviously, again, this Facebook page is new. A lot of the classic familiar names have returned, but a lot of them have not as well. So, I don't know if Mark is going to be mostly Instagram now. I think he hates Facebook, and I don't blame him. But, so that's going. Vikings re-sign backup tight end Nick Muse, who was pending exclusive rights of free agent from ESPN, but no comment there. Nick Muse isn't bad. So now the free agency thread that I talked about, and that's probably going to be our logo for this episode. In fact, it is. Where's the comments? Okay, here we go. Let's get to the, see if I can. Yep, I was saying Rudy Gobert and what Kirk Cousins was and is all about. And, you know, Rudy Gobert was making fun of the refs doing that money rule look. Like, oh, what are you, betting on the game or something? Like, what the hell? Because he was unhappy with the calls from the refs. Yeah, and I'm saying that's Kirk Cousins. Jeff Roiland jumps in and says, finally the Vikes did something and got Sam Darnold as a bridge quarterback. He took less money to sit a year in San Francisco and learn under Shanahan. That's the important thing. That's why it's like he wasn't in a dumpster fire last year. So maybe he learned something good. This could be a good thing, says Jeff Roiland. Could be. Oops, I liked it as Joey Awajan earlier. Now it's like it is Purple Mafia. Leland, also out of Iowa. Iowa loves Purple Mafia, and Purple Mafia loves Iowa. Leland says, maybe it's going to be a rebuild season/seasons. They sure are letting talent go and passing on a lot of prospects. GMQ, that'd be Kwesi, better have some gadgets up his sleeve. And he might, but yeah, it's been a bit. Leland, again, anybody else getting that Ponder feeling if we do the trade-up? I hope not. I know it's tough, but I freaking hope not. Leland again says, although we do have great infrastructure set for any quarterback to get the keys to a Cadillac. So, yes, we do. We do have a great infrastructure for future quarterbacks, so yes. And that could help Darnold as well. What was this all about? I can't remember what this was all about. The guys resigned. Pressure rate leaders, Micah Parsons. You know, so this is like percentage. Jonathan Grenard, fifth in all of the entire NFL in pressure rate leaders. That's pretty impressive. So 19.3%. So he was able to pressure the quarterback 19.3% of the time in Greener's case. Yards per target allowed. Blake Cashman, number two, well, tied for number one with EJ Speed of the Colts. Four and a half yards per target. Incredible. Pressure rate leaders. Andrew Van Ginkel coming in fourth in the entire NFL, 19.1. So pretty exciting signings by Minnesota. Potentially going forward. So that's awesome. And Leela liked those posts as well. So, this was fun. You know, I mean, I thought it was a pretty fun few days here. Hope it continues in the right direction. But also, again, we'll see how things go with the draft. Because something, you know, that story has not been written yet when it comes to the draft. But great to have Facebook back up and running again for Purple Mafia. It was weird having an entire year off of it. But we're back up and running once again on Facebook. Again, it's not / Purple Mafia Show anymore, but it is in the show description, and you can hopefully find it when you search for it. And I did invite as many of you back as I can, because some of you aren't Facebook friends, and that's the problem. So I'm just not cool enough for you to be your friend, I guess. No, I'm just kidding. Maybe not. But at the end of the day, that's kind of where things stand. This was a one segment shot this time around, so it's kind of a fun, different way to do it, I guess. Hope you didn't mind. the way this show went about. But look, really looking forward to the draft. Obviously, it's going to be it's a story that still needs to be written, obviously, again. But nice to see the Vikings defense definitely looking insanely promising going into next season. Obviously, Brian Flores sticking around. Pretty much younger and faster, which is kind of what we started with last year as well. A little bit of younger and faster. Now it's younger and faster still. And you have several draft picks on the way, hopefully. Depending on what happens, you might trade down in some areas to get some extra mid-round picks. But hopefully we don't trade down too much. And potentially a big-time quarterback of the future could be coming this way. Be it J.J. McCarthy, be it Drake May, or someone else. So, but that's the talk that it's Drake May at the moment. It might not be true at all. It might be just a smokescreen for McCarthy or someone else. Personally, I like McCarthy, but I'll have much more to say about which guy I truly want going into the next episode, as I will finally sit down and seriously research what I need to do. I'm not an expert, but when I sit down and research, I can develop an opinion. And when I saw what Justin Jefferson could do with LSU and the fact that he was going to be there, with the 21st pick in 2020, I was like, that's my guy. It's Justin Jefferson. And daylight second. That's who I wanted. And then last year it was Jordan Addison. So once in a while I'm actually correct when watching receivers or whatever. So far I need to nail a quarterback though, because I have not been good enough in that field. And that means I wouldn't be the best GM yet when it comes to, because you got to find the right quarterback. Maybe this time I will, maybe I won't. And hopefully the Vikings do at the end of the day. And that's what matters the most, that the Vikings find the right quarterback. So that's going to be the next episode, is the 2024 NFL Draft Preview. Can't wait for it. Obviously, it's going to be a lot of fun, but it'll be a little bit to get enough research down to hopefully give you some decent opinions going forward that might actually lead to something legitimate. I'm not going to research, 500 players and come up with, this running back that I want in the sixth round. Unfortunately, I don't have the time for that type of thing. And, I don't have this either. So I need some of that Rudy Gobert money to be able to do that. So with that said, thank you so much for listening. And hopefully, again, hopefully this free agency ends up working out nicely for Minnesota. It sure looks like it will. I'm very pleased with the direction of this team after these decisions have been made. Obviously, again, helping the defense younger and faster, moving on from Kirk Cousins, which, again, it's something that wasn't heading anywhere. Clearly, it wasn't getting anywhere, and you had to move on. To me, it was more of a commonsensical type of a thing at the end of the day. With that said, we will be back in a few weeks, I'm thinking. The draft is still, at the time of recording this, is about 40 days away. So still some time in between now and then that I can hopefully put together enough information and develop a decent opinion on a few players that I would really like to get for Minnesota going forward. With that said, have a great few weeks. Happy Easter, as more than likely that's going to happen before the release of the next episode. Happy Palm Sunday, happy Easter, and happy spring, everybody.